Hi, this is Jill Murphy from Pharmacy Times, and you're listening to Pharmacy Focus. The Pharmacy Times Pharmacy Focus podcast provides the latest industry news and information, thought leader insights, clinical updates, patient counseling tools, and innovative solutions for the everyday practice and business of pharmacy. Before we begin with this week's episode, do you know which pharmacist created the famous soda, Coca-Cola, on May 8, 1886? We will reveal the answer at the end of the episode. In this week's episode, we will be discussing what patients wish their pharmacists knew about their mental health with Elizabeth Skoy and Amy Weremeyer, associate professors at the North Dakota State University of Pharmacy. Skoy and Weremeyer both feel that there is an increased awareness surrounding mental health as pharmacists and educators, highlighting that there are still ways to improve how pharmacists go about treatment and diagnosis. Specifically, Weremeyer noted how she has seen an increased focus on medication to treat mental illnesses.
We know medication is not the only answer to treating mental health conditions, but the amount of use of medications to treat mental illnesses has risen dramatically in the last 10 years. So far that we know that about 40 of the top 200 drugs in any given year are used for mental health purposes. So lots of focus on medication use to treat mental health conditions.
As for mental health services that are available during the COVID-19 pandemic, Skoy mentioned that pharmacists are trying to be more accessible and available to help patients in the best way they can.
You know, one of the things in just patients in general is we're having just to maybe shift the way that we're doing things, and not only in the realm of pharmacy and mental health, but in everything that we're doing, even teaching and having interviews. And so I think one of the things that we're doing is really trying to, you know, still becoming accessible, probably through more telehealth and telecommunication, so patients can reach what they need, as well as even just in pharmacy, sometimes just shifting the way that we're delivering care. Again, doing our medication therapy management, disease state management visits via phone or telehealth, and still trying to deliver that care, but in a safe manner for those that are at risk.
Further, Weremeyer said that pharmacists still don't know the greater impact that COVID-19 has been on mental health in the general population and for those with pre-existing conditions.
We're starting to see some data emerge from China about increases in depression, increases in anxiety, increases in insomnia in the general population. But I don't think we really have a great feel for exactly how it has impacted people who already had a mental health diagnosis. So I think we're going to have to continue to be nimble and evolve how we make ourselves accessible to people with mental health conditions and try to figure out exactly what their needs are.
We are taking a short break to celebrate pharmacy hero Katie Turner, a senior pharmacy technician at Walgreens. Her colleague, Jennifer Sorrow, described Turner as a lifesaver, helping to protect pharmacy staff during the COVID-19 pandemic. Sorrow told Pharmacy Times that she makes sure our staff has sanitizing products available, masks, gloves, and makes sure that stations are getting sanitized frequently. In addition to making sure surfaces are clean and staff have what they need, Sorrow said Turner has asked her mother, a nurse practitioner, for advice on immune-boosting vitamins for the staff. If you would like to nominate a pharmacist or pharmacy staff member as a pharmacy hero, email the address in our description with your nominee. Now back to the show. As for the areas of expansion or improvement in the pharmacist's role in mental health, Skoy feels that being more aware and listening to the patient experience can go a long way.
A lot of pharmacists around the country, how many times a day do we counsel on a medication used to treat a mental illness and explain that it might take 4 to 6 weeks for it to have an effect? And that's just that's a consultation point for us. But to that patient, what we've learned from Voto Voice is that 4 to 6 weeks is another 4 to 6 weeks of not wanting to get out of bed in the morning, not feeling their best selves. And then for us to tell them that, oh, by the way, after 4 to 6 weeks, this might not work, you might have to try something else, and it's another 4 to 6 weeks, that's a really big deal. And so even just kind of understanding what our words mean.
For Weremeyer, she feels that pharmacists are an untapped resource amongst the healthcare team in terms of optimizing the treatment for patients with mental illness.
The use of medications, as I mentioned, has grown so much for treatment of mental illness. And I think there's a lot that the pharmacist can add in terms of managing drug interactions and helping the providers to educate patients about the side effects they can expect and the length of time that the medication is expected to take to work. And even if it does start to work, what is that likely to mean for that person? What kinds of things are they actually going to see and experience that will tell them that the medication is working? You know, a lot of patients expect that this medication is just going to take everything away and all the sadness and all the lack of energy and all the concentration problems are going to go away. And that may be the case, but it also may not be the case. Mm-hmm. So I think pharmacists can really do an excellent job of explaining to the patient what they can expect, what are the realistic benefits that are likely to occur with a mental health medication versus what kinds of feedback they need to give to their providers about this is still not improving. And so what can we do about that?
Did you figure out our fun fact of the week? The pharmacist who created Coca-Cola was Dr. John Stith Pemberton. Pemberton created Coca-Cola syrup on May 8, 1886, and began selling it at his pharmacy, Jacob's Pharmacy, in Atlanta, Georgia. It was on sale for 5 cents a glass, and to this day is a staple of American culture. Thanks for listening to Pharmacy Focus. Stay tuned for next episode where we will be joined by another key opinion leader in the pharmacy space.